I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Nobody is coming to push you. Everybody's waiting for the moment where it feels right to change your life. But here's the truth nobody wants to hear. You're never going to feel like it. Not to start the business, not to fix your habits, not to become the person you know you're supposed to be. Your brain's job is survival, not success. That's why the moment you want to do something hard, your mind whispers, do it tomorrow. You're tired. You're busy. It's not the right time. But here's the twist. Nobody is really there to push you. Not a parent, not a partner, not a mentor. You're not a kid waiting to be chosen anymore. You're an adult building your own life. Think of it like a plane sitting on a runway. A plane doesn't magically lift off because it feels ready. It lifts off because the pilot decides. We're going now, whether the wind is perfect or not. Most people never take off because they're waiting for the perfect weather that never arrives. Meanwhile, the people you admire, they were just willing to hit the throttle while scared. Here's the real skill, acting without permission from your feelings.
When you're trying to avoid pain, you actually accumulate more of it. When you learn to accept pain, you can actually release yourself from it. It's almost counterintuitive if you think about it. When you're trying to avoid pain, you actually think more about the pain. When you accept the pain, you actually have the ability to move forward and move on.
People who win make up their minds and then they say, I'm going to do this no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it is, no matter what I have to go through to make this happen. And they start climbing before people and they keep climbing after other people quit. And that's the secret to doing this. There's no special skill. There's no secret knowledge. There's no magic. In fact, the magic that everybody thinks there is just simply persevering through the hard things that come our way and never stopping.
This will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
Now is the only time that action can occur. The present moment is the only time in which we can do anything. So if not now, when? If I want to do something, now is the perfect time to do it because it's literally the only time anything can be done. Poised for action in the present moment. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. Your whole life has actually conspired to bring you to this exact point. Now is the time to act.
You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking. And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
The next 3 months and donate that time to your future self. Commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing a year from today. Just accept the fact right now that the next 90 days of your life do not belong to the current version of yourself. It belongs to the future version of yourself. Because all it takes is 3 months of consistent action to set yourself up for a successful year. This time next year, you don't want to look back and say to yourself, damn, I wish I spent my time doing this. So how are you going to spend the next 3 months? Are you going to set yourself up for success, or is it just going to be another year?
You have it in you if you choose to keep going. Because if you have that energy today, then why can't you have it tomorrow? And why can't you have it the next day? And why can't you have it the day after that? One foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. Just like for you on your journey in life, that's sometimes what it feels like. You feel like you have nothing left in the tank, but sometimes you just connect to something, and that something causes you to take just one more step.
Because every day is a battle. Every day is a battle because your mind wants to choose the path of least resistance. Every day. But you don't become better by ever doing that. You become normal. And I don't want to be normal.
Everything in your life right now, everything you have, everything you do not have right now, are all results of your past actions. And that's hard to accept for a lot of us.
But until you accept that, you will not be able to move forward. And when you do accept that, you take ownership and control over your life.
Short-term pleasure equals long-term pain. And short-term pain equals long-term pleasure. Everything you're looking for is on the other side of short-term suffering. And everything you don't want is on the other side of avoiding that suffering.
It's many sprints inside a marathon of life where the winning line, finish line, is constantly changing. It's constantly moving. It's constantly evolving.
Sadness comes from a perceived lack of options. It's why it feels like hopelessness. You don't know what to do. Anxiety comes from many options, but no priorities. And you solve that by making a decision. And you solve sadness by figuring out what to do, which means that it's something that you can solve through knowledge.
So there's only two things that control the quality of your life. Please jot them down. For the rest of your life, you want to remember. The quality of my life is controlled by two things, meaning and emotion. Meaning and emotion. The meaning you give to things controls the emotion that you feel.
Develop a sense of urgency. Get the reputation as the person who does things fast. Develop a reputation for speed and dependability, and your future will just open up in front of you. Working fast, a sense of urgency. Act now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Most people just sort of shuffle through life. You know, they get to it when they feel like it. But all the excellent people, all the high performers have a sense of urgency.
Things never feel like they're changing in the moment. Day by day, minute by minute, it's easy to feel like you're making no progress. So you get frustrated and feel like you're not doing enough. But the reality is, everything is compounding. The day things feel different doesn't happen overnight. The miles you have to overcome aren't conquered in one step, so just keep moving.
All of us walk around with stories about our lives. Why choices were made, why things went wrong. Stories are the way we make sense of our lives. But what happens when the stories we tell are misleading or incomplete or just wrong? Well, instead of providing clarity, these stories keep us stuck. The way we narrate our lives shapes what they become. We talk so much in our culture about getting to know ourselves, but part of getting to know yourself is to unknow yourself, to let go of the one version of the story you've been telling yourself so that you can live your life and not the story that you've been telling yourself about your life. What would happen if you looked at your story and wrote it from another person's point of view? What would you see now from this wider perspective?
Just keep on going down that path of alignment, that path of truth, that path of love and authenticity and gratitude. Keep going down that path. You know, because that's the path where you will find yourself.
Once you understand that you can control the future of your life, it gives you the single most powerful emotion that you can feel, hope. And most people live in a state of quiet desperation. They can't pay their bills. They don't feel healthy. They wake up and are anxious. So why are these things taking place? And if you can address that and understand that you want to feel different, you must believe that that which you want is already yours and that time-space continuum just has to catch up.
You think you have to become something to become someone. I'm telling you right now, you already were created a someone, a special someone at that. You know the statistics of you being you. But yet, we're sitting here thinking that we have to become something to be great. For a lot of us in here, our next level is not upward. It's going inward.
Nobody is going to save you. Nobody is going to make it easy for you. Nobody can live your life for you, endure your pain for you, choose your struggles for you. Nobody can experience the growth that comes from loss for you. Nobody can build your confidence through 1,000 tiny failures for you. Nobody can lie awake crying about some inconsolable loss that hurts so much it creates a bottomless pit of emptiness for you. Nobody can learn the lessons for you. You get to do that. You have the honor and privilege to suffer and overcome that suffering, only to suffer and overcome again and again and again. This is called being alive.
won't let yourself slip away. Come back to the moment. Set your intention. And go do what you need to do.
I think we have to clearly define what optimism is. Optimism is the undying belief that the future is bright, but it allows for reality to exist. And I think complacency has no room to exist in blind positivity, or as we're calling it, sort of blind optimism. So for example, we can be in darkness, we can be in difficulty, we can be in struggle. And the optimist says, look, these are hard times, and I do not know how long we are going to be in these hard times, but what is necessary is for us to come together, work hard, take care of each other, and I am confident that we will get through this and come out of this stronger than we went in. That's what optimism sounds like.
It's hard to believe things that you can't see. It's hard to believe these things. But if you can actually sit there and have a conversation with yourself and believe that all things are possible, then everything is possible. Because like I said, it all starts with the mind. And the mind is the controlling factor of everything. The mind is like the steering wheel of your life. And if you can't take control of your mind, somebody else will control it for you.
Edit your life. What's most important to you? When you do that exercise with yourself, things become clear rather quickly. Say, I want to be the best, so I want to do this, so I want to do that. And if things in your life don't line up with that, get rid of it. It's not important.
I think that it's always the toughest times in your life that define who you are, much more so than the easiest times or the best times. So failures are typically some of the hardest times of your life. So when I look back and I see all sort of the pivotal moments in my life, it was always the struggle. It was always the failure that motivated me, not the like loveliness of success.
One day at a time, you're gonna say, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And you do those things. And you wake up the next day and you say, I'm still in this shitty situation. I don't have any confidence. I don't feel good. But I did do what I was supposed to do yesterday. And that's where it starts. It starts this little bitty win that is seemingly insignificant. And then you go around the second day and you say, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And you do those things. So you're doing these things day in and day out. And day in and day out. And eventually those things that on the first day were so f***ing hard for you are now just part of who you are. And not only are they part of who you are, you feel great about who you're becoming.
Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present, because only then it's possible that the mind is free, capacity is free, and now you completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
You have to align with what's most important to you, what you really believe in, what's meaningful for you. That if you settle for something less than that, while you might have to do it because you have to pay your bills, you can't ever give up pursuing what's going to make you feel most alive. Because ultimately, I really believe probably the most sacred thing in our lives that we can give another human being, besides our love, is our labor.
But when nobody's watching, what are you doing? And so if success today was your boss, and success was watching you over the last 7 days with the sound off, and there was a video camera following you around it, is success impressed with you? Is success saying, I will see you soon, my friend? Or if success was watching you, they go, wow, the actions sure don't match up to the words. Because at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, what we do produces results, not what we say. What we do ultimately dictates the results in our life.
So think about how you feel when somebody breaks that contract, what breaks that commitment to you. Everything's done. Handshake, everything's negotiated, all the way it's done, it's over with. And they say they're not going to do it. You should be more pissed off when breaking a commitment to yourself. And people do it all the time. People do it all the time.
One of the best quotes I've ever heard
on this subject is from Rumi. He said, "Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I'm wise, so I'm changing myself."
Most people aren't happy, bro. Most people spend a third of their life working at a job they don't like so they can make not enough money, in a relationship that they don't want to be in, doing things that they don't want to do. Most people have an idea of who they want to be, but they're not doing a single thing about it. So if that's not the outcome that you want, why do you do the exact same things that they do? If you want different, then you're going to have to be different. And being different comes with its own set of consequences. People aren't going to understand you. You're going to miss parties. You're not going to have as much fun according to the world. You're going to have to say no to yourself a lot of the time. You're either going to have to face the consequences of being different now or wishing you were different later.
"150,000 people died yesterday. Do you actually get that? And you are still here. And you can't find something to be grateful for? You're still complaining about teeny tiny little struggles. But I bet that if it was possible to give an option to all 150,000 people, all of them would gladly change places with you right now. You're alive. Your heart is beating. You have food, water, shelter, clothing, a few people that love you. You have so much to be grateful for. You have to learn to stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing on what you do have. Because life isn't about having what you want. It's about being grateful for and wanting what you already have."
"Whatever is important to you, where your heart is, there is the mind. Where the mind is, so where the intention is, there is the energy. Where the energy is, there's the creation. So if your heart is hanging on something, but your actions are doing something else, that just means your energy and what your heart really wants, they are not merging at all. So the universe doesn't know, what do you want? What should the universe give you now? So for me, it's all about alignment. What I feel inside aligns with what I talk. It aligns with what I think. It aligns with what my actions do. It aligns optimally with the proper circumstances. When everything is aligned, then the energy can just flow. Then it just flows and it just happens."
"If life was nothing but green lights and we didn't have yellows and reds, then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. Go fail more. Go fail more. Forget them. Those people on the sideline that are saying the thumbs down or calling you something or being snarky, they're on the sidelines for a reason."
Freud said once, "In retrospect, the struggle will strike you as most beautiful." Like, the years of struggle will strike you as most beautiful. And it's true. You think about the worst moments of your life from earlier. Now they're integrated into who you are. And in some ways we understand that we couldn't and wouldn't be where we are without those things. We know not only is that true in a positive way, but it's also just true in how the mind works. Like, the mind is really good at, this is what cognitive dissonance does. It works on you in a way that makes this thing for the best, even if it wasn't for the best. Like, we're still worried about, will I regret it? You won't regret it because you actually don't have that many regrets at all. The mind is pretty good at minimizing that feeling of regret. We convince ourselves that what happened was for the best. So we know this is almost certainly where we're gonna end up in 6 months, in a year, in 10 years, in 30 years. And so why torture yourself in the interim, right? Why not give yourself some of that grace now?
"Anxiety is literally nothing more than you thinking about something in the future and thinking about it in a manner where it starts to sound an alarm in your body. First of all, if you catch yourself worrying, if you catch yourself out in the future catastrophizing, if you catch yourself in that, what if this, what if that, if you let your thoughts spin, it will spin you out of control and then you're going to start to feel anxious. And so you want to count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one of the best, most effective things you can insert as a different pattern is this: what if it all works out? What if it all works out? What if I get on this plane and even though it's bumpy, it still lands and it all works out?" Because you can't argue with that. If you can stabilize your thoughts, your body settles down and it doesn't escalate. So you're going to interrupt the worry, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. and then you insert something else. You can also say this moment will pass. You can say I can handle this, but you've got to interrupt those thoughts and insert something else.
And familiar feels safe. We are programmed every day to seek safety. Programmed to avoid discomfort because it's safe. Programmed to stay small because it's safe. Programmed to play victim because it's safe. Programmed to seek validation because it's safe. Programmed to repel money because it's safe. We are programmed from the moment that we were born to our childhood environment, to the people that we hang out with, to the music that we listen to the news that we watch, to the television shows that we binge. We are programmed to seek safety. But it is your responsibility to take ownership over your programming, or else you're going to live life asleep. And what's the point of that?
The energy that you give is the energy that you get. And that's what everything, you know, that's what your mentality, that's what the that you say, that's what the people that you hang out with. So it's so important that you surround yourself with people that's going to fill you with life and things that's going to fill you with life, and don't do things that's going to take life out of you. Make sure that your vibration is high, your energy is high, that your energy and efforts and your mentality is in a great spot. I mean, and most days are going to be good than bad.
Right? You have to learn how to embrace where you are with the bigger vision and the bigger picture in your heart and in your mind. Right? That's the point of a vision. A vision is to help you see past the current circumstance. Right? So if you're in a tough situation, right, or in a tough circumstance, what having a vision for your life does is it helps you to see past that. I know that where I'm at is just a stepping stone. It's just a moment in time in a greater vision.
Exercise more, push more magic into the marketplace, give more value to people, read more books. It's harder to keep on pushing, but that's what legendary is. See, the great legends are the ones that are at the top of the mountain and they keep on trying to get better. So I suggest to you with great respect that nothing fails like success.
Just a friendly reminder that sometimes, a lot of the time, self-love is just doing things you don't really want to do, but you know are good for you, and then trying to be kind to yourself in the process. Over and over and over and over and over again.
Excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
The ability or the belief to believe in yourself to accomplish any task, no matter the odds, no matter the difficulty, no matter the adversity, the belief that you can accomplish it. Self-confidence.
If you wait to be perfect before you start, you may never start. Excellence is a process. It happens when you do your best over and over again. You don't have to be perfect to begin. You don't have to be perfect to appreciate yourself. You don't even have to be perfect to be loved or to love.
You could all tightrope walk. You could walk down a straight line without worrying about anything, but you take that exact straight line and put it 20 story high and you remove the balconies, you're gonna be so concerned about the idea of falling that it will make you fall. And that's where the superpower is, in removing the fear.
People get frustrated not achieving what they want because they assume that they're going to jump across a cavern in one leap. But if you picture your goals like you're trying to build a bridge across that crevice, and every brick that you put on that bridge is progress, and each one of those bricks represents a skill that you need to learn along the way, it just takes all the way until you get to the other side that you can actually walk across. And so the walking across is the outcome, it's the external perceived achievement.
The best way to avoid burning out is to stop living someone else's dream, is to stop waking up every morning to help them fulfill their vision and their goals and their dreams. And you start working towards yours.
To be a human being in this world means inevitably we feel pain. We all go through this. We all have moments of loneliness, of depression, of feeling like we don't have a purpose in life, of being aimless, of not having energy, being depressed, etc., etc. And when we have these moods, we try to explain them. Well, yeah, maybe it's because I woke up this morning, or because something happened earlier the day before, or something in my child, something's wrong. But I want to tell you, the source of your pain is the fact, is your social life. It's the fact people are the source of your pain, that you misunderstand them, that you misread them, that you're constantly bumping into them and having these problems and these issues that I mentioned. That is why you feel lonely. That is why it's draining you. All of this turmoil, all of these emotions are draining you of your energy, and it's making you listless. It is making you confused.
And people might say, yeah, but what's the point of this growing? What do you mean by growing? Why would I always need to accept every challenge just for the sake of growing? Because this growing is the opposite of something is decreasing, something is dying, something is closing up. To grow, to open up, is the same as to bring light into the things.
Every decision matters. With every decision you make, you are either moving closer or farther from your destination. Every single one, no matter how small it may seem. Deciding whether to sleep in or not, go to the gym or not, eat at McDonald's or not, it all contributes to either progression or regression. It is important to note that the more consecutive good or bad decisions you make will exponentially increase their impact. If you continue to make bad decisions, your state of being will decrease drastically. Likewise, if you continue to make good decisions, your life will drastically improve. Therefore, do not underestimate the power your gift of choice bears.
Every season has an expiration date on both sides. With grief, that will come to a close and you'll be okay on the other side. But then also, your good times will also have an expiration date. So learn to be really grateful for those good times. That's been the biggest lesson for me. Let go of control and accept the things that happen to you, and then learn to love them. I have to learn to love it. I don't have to understand what happened, but I have to learn to love that this is my experience and it's a part of it. And all I can do is move through it to the other side.
Which do you think is more important? More positive thinking or less negative thinking? Which is more important? Where do you get the most mileage? It's less negative thinking. About 70% of our negative thinking goes unperceived by us. It is so embedded. Positive thinking is important. You keep it up, keep it high. But if you want to get your real mileage, just cut down on the negative thinking. Cut it down, cut it down, cut it down. That's the villain voice. That's the critic in your head. That's the demotivator. That's the discounter. That's the one that raises the doubts. It takes practice. It takes some discipline. But you can shut it up.
And you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing. In other words, if the outcome changes, does it change who you are, what you said, and what you seek to accomplish? Because for most of us, when we don't get what we want, a champion is made on the other side of I don't feel like it. Right? Everybody that gets up every single day, they might not feel like it, but there's certain cats that's going to embrace it and figure out a way to get better. There's other cats going to retreat, they're going to quit, and they're going to settle in the mediocrity.
The thing that they all have, all the great ones have, they have this unstoppable belief in themselves. And even if they lose, they learn. They lose, they learn, they come back, they get better.
But you have these like missions that you have to complete to get to the next level. And then when you go through your day, people distract you. There's loads of distractions. They're everywhere. You know what I mean? They're just there to sway you off your path of what you woke up in the morning to think and to do to get you to the next level of your game.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack
everything. Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through death. Real life, there's 24 hours in a day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways, and it wants to control you, pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there.
People look to high achievers to try and find something that they have that the normal person doesn't, but they've got it the wrong way around. The people who are the high achievers are lacking something everyone else does have, which is an off button.
Your vision, you see it, they can't. Everybody is obsessed with something. It's okay for you to be obsessed with success, obsessed with changing your lifestyle, obsessed with changing your environment, obsessed with changing who you hang out with, obsessed with changing your habits. Everybody's obsessed with something.
The biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
Once the fire is going, the fire is going. So stop investing your thoughts. Stop rethinking about why it would not work. You need to get out of that self-questioning. You need to learn to sometimes really have confidence in the power of your thoughts. Don't stop the fire before it even started really growing.
Fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day. So you want to be the one that's, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen. You better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen.
The laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow. It will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal that we were created is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow you could be fired, you could die, you could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back is beautiful. That struggle, it's hard. It doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you, but it's only up to you if you want to take some more. It's going to dish it out, but eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
Never back down when your back's against the wall. It matters how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. It's about your mentality. What's the point of dreaming the dream if you're not working to turn that dream into reality? So speak life into your life. Say, I am purpose. I am healed. I am free. I am me. I am my next level. I am greatness. Speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. You see, a legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. So find a way and make one. Because at the end, you just regret the chances you didn't take. So find the courage to take one. Your only limit is you.
You're going to start to create something. You have no motivation, you have no drive, you have no ambition, but you're going to force it to happen anyway, because that's what bad motherfuckers do, and that's what you are. So you're going to go through day by day by day doing the work, regardless of how you feel like it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to see a little bit of a result. And when you see that little bit of a result, you're going to get happy, because now you can clearly see that if I do the work, this result will happen. And a lot of people are confused as to how high drive, high success people can wake up every day and go at it. It's because they know that even if they feel bad, even if they don't feel like doing it, if they push through just a little bit, just a few more days, they're gonna see something that is gonna start to make them feel good. And it's gonna make them feel like doing this is absolutely worth it, and not only worth it, but exciting. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember that you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
It's always the quiet work that you put in with your own two hands when no one else is watching. That's the one degree of separation from you and everyone else when it comes to productivity. It's the quiet work you put in when no one else is watching.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions.
We've all heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey, and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what, I know I don't feel great, I know I doubt myself, I know I've had a lot of bad things happen, I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, you've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future. In our mind, we come back to this present moment and we say, you know what, my presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and in this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this: one day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the light that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the light that you're used to is better than the light that's to come? And so when you think about the light that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the light that you're used to is better than the light that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way. And it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust, and it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself, set up the game early where you can keep them, stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is, you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset, or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best, I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.